Hare Krishna. So Krishna is describing various types of sacrifices. We have seen various already. But then Krishna is making sure that he describes most of them so that we understand what are the different types of sacrifices. And all these sacrifices, their aim is to get transcendental knowledge, some higher aspect in life. That's what it aims at. So let's see more types of sacrifices. In shloka number 28. Dravya yagya stapo yagya yoga yagna stathapare svadhyaya jnana yagnyascha yatayaha samshita vrataha. So here it is said that yatayaha samshita vrataha. So basically, it means that there are people who have accepted strict vows, samshita vrataha, very strict vows, for getting enlightened. So what are the different types of getting enlightened? What are the different sacrifices that these people are doing? The first one, dravya yagnaha, dravya yagna. So what do they do in this? Sacrificing their material possessions. That is called as dravya yagna. Tapo yagna, that is by performing severe austerities, tapaha, austerities. Then third one, yoga yagnas, by practicing the yoga of eightfold mysticism. That is Ashtanga yoga. And then svadhyaya jnana yagya. So this is basically studying the Vedic literature to advance in transcendental knowledge. So in this way, these are the four different types of sacrifices mentioned by Krishna here. Let's see one by one. Let's see the first one, Dravya Maya Yagna. What is that? There are persons who are sacrificing their possessions in the form of various kinds of charities. So basically, giving charity or doing some charitable work comes in this category of Dravya Maya Yagna. And people set up various charitable institutions like Dharmashala, Anna Kshetra to distribute free food, Atithi Shala, Anathalaya, like old age homes or orphanage, Vidyapitha. So all these, you know, different charitable institutions are basically the ones made for giving charity, facilitating various things in the society for free. Yes. So this is basically coming under the category of Dravyamaya Yagya. Now the next one is Tapomaya Yagya. That is austerities. So it is given that there are others who, for higher elevation in life, for the promotion to higher planets within the universe, voluntarily accept many kinds of austerities such as Chandrayana and Chaturmasya. So basically, these are different categories of austerities. So one of them is given here. Chaturmasya vow, the candidate does not shave for 4 months during the year. So this is not due to laziness. This is an austerity that the person does. Because not shaving is basically, you know, it's unclean. But still the person takes that, you know, so that he saves some time and then engages himself in various spiritual activities. He does not eat certain foods. He just gives up certain foods, he'll not take. Does not eat twice in a day or does not leave home. So he makes sure that he does not go out, he's just there in the house. And then maybe he'll eat once, little food. So Chaturmasya basically it's the 4 month vrata that happens, and many people do this vrata, and it's very glorious also, but then it's very strict, no, it's not that easy. So in Tapomaya Yagya, what happens is the sacrifice of all comforts of life. This is what is the important thing. So in Dravyamaya Yagya, it was charities, all charities, no, it comes under that category. In Tapomaya Yagya, doing austerity and giving up all comforts, that comes in this particular category. Now the third one is Yoga Yajna. That is Ashtanga Yoga basically. So here it's given that others who engage themselves in different kinds of mystic yogas like Patanjali system. So they want to enter into the impersonal Brahman. And or Hatha Yoga or Ashtanga Yoga for getting some mystic power. And some travel to all the sanctified places of pilgrimage. So Ashtanga Yoga is one of the, what is this, Yoga Yagna. And along with that, going to pilgrim places, even those are categorized in this particular category of yoga yajna. So in this way, there are category of people who do these things to get enlightened. And the fourth category of people, they come under the category of Swadhyaya Jnana Yajna. So what is that? There are others who engage themselves in the studies of different Vedic literature, specifically Upanishads and Vedanta Sutras or Sankhya philosophy. All these are called as Swadhyaya Yajna or the engagement in the sacrifice of studies. So basically they try to gain knowledge, and this is one of the sacrifice, one of the ways of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But then we understand in all of them that their goal is not very high, their goal is very, very small. But yes, their goal is much better than doing sense gratification. They are acting on some higher platform. They want something higher in life, like at least the heavenly planet or something beyond that or something like that. So they are not very much bothered about getting things in this world. So higher pleasures, higher than this material world platform or this earthly platform. So it is given here that all these yogis are faithfully engaged in different types of sacrifices and are seeking a higher status of life. But then, Krishna consciousness, however, is different from these because it is the direct service of the Supreme Lord. Krishna consciousness cannot be attained by anyone of the above mentioned types of sacrifice, but can be attained only by the mercy of the Lord and his bona fide devotees. Look at this. So it's not that by doing some sacrifice, doing some yajna, I'll actually come to Krishna consciousness, become a devotee. No. It's only by the mercy of devotees and the mercy of the Lord that one will come to devotional service. One will come to a platform of chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Very, very rare. Very rare. Doing all these four types of yajna is not a big thing. Anyone can do. But then doing bhakti, holding beads in the hand and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. It is said this is very, very special. In fact, it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam. Devahuti is speaking to Kapila Dev, and Devahuti is glorifying those people who are chanting the holy names of the Lord. And she is saying that the ones who chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra or holy names of the Lord, they are considered to have completed or done various sacrifices in their past life. They have studied all the Vedic literatures. They have done all types of austerities. They have gone to all the pilgrim places. They have done all this. And now they have come to a platform of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So seemingly, externally, it might be like, what are we doing? Just sitting at one place and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. But then this is the topmost way of sacrifice, the topmost way of doing some yajna just to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The one who is convinced of this, the one who is convinced of chanting of the holy names of the Lord, that person is Sumedha Saha. That person is very, very intelligent. Because now in the age of Kali Yuga, there will be lots of distractions saying, oh, maybe you can do this type of yoga, that type of yoga, do this, do that. But then someone should be very much convinced to understand all that is okay. But in Kali Yuga, what is important is Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, Kalau Nasteva 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 Gatir Anyatha. So in Kali Yuga, Kalau, in Kali Yuga, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Namaiva Kevalam, only the holy name, only the holy name will help. Kalau Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva. Nothing else, nothing else, nothing else is going to help. Why three times? It's an emphasis that the Shastra is giving that in the age of Kali Yuga, no other sacrifice will work except the sacrifice of Sankirtana, Sankirtana Yajna. So in this way we understand there are various types of sacrifice, but nothing actually can match chanting the holy names of the Lord. So in this way Krishna has described four types of sacrifices. Now Krishna will give more details on various other sacrifices in the coming verses. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.